Shukyokai is where ritual purification meets classical poetics, and today's episode is the kind of deep dive where you emerge uncertain whether you have been enlightened or simply very thoroughly annotated.
Latex Space Coyote brings us into the world of Ueshiba Morihoi's devotional verse, specifically Doka number 145, a five-line tanka that touches ritual ablution, sacred botany, and the divine name Samuhara. Let's start with what the poem actually says and does.
The central question this post is working through is what kind of thing a doka actually is. Whether it describes a purification practice or enacts one just by being recited.
The post frames the poem's movement directly. Tsuki Sakaki, Kori, these ablutions by the shore, cleanses the spirit. Izu no Meis, the parents, Samuhara of the kami.
So the sequence runs from a sacred Sakaki branch through cold water ablution to the kami who repairs disorder, arriving finally at Samuhara, which the post identifies as a collective name for the three creation deities. That is a complete grammar of misogi compressed into 31 syllables.
The post is precise about each term. Tsuki Sakaki is not moon Sakaki. The tsuki here carries the sense of itsuki, consecration, not tsuki the moon. And kori works as a kakekotoba, a pivot word, sounding simultaneously as ritual cold water ablution and as kori, meaning bodily constriction or stiffness.
Which means the poem is purifying two things at once, the outer defilement and whatever is seized up inside, without ever having to say so directly.
The post connects this to Ueshiba's six primers, the third principle, Shinkan Ichinyo. Heart, mind, and spirit inseparable, maps directly onto that double reading. The bodily practice of kori also purifies the mind's kori. The post also reads the poem through speech act theory, noting that at the illocutionary level, it is not an explanation, but a chant that actually brings purification, rectification, reverence, and protection into being.
Reciting it is the act, not a report on the act. The poem is its own misogi.
And the post traces how the sound hara, first uttered in harafu, the verb of purification, returns inside the final word, samuhara. So the purification is acoustically gathered back into the divine name that closes the poem.
That is either a remarkable piece of kotodama or a very satisfying coincidence. And the post is firmly in the first camp.
The supplement on the tsuki of Tsuki Sakaki ranks six possible resonances by strength. Consecration first, then the strike visible in the graph, then the martial thrust, then moonlight, then attachment and divine approach, with Zelkova and several other homophones placed at the inactive horizon.
A hierarchy of puns, rigorously maintained. Onto the broader practice context this poem sits inside. The post does not read Doka 145 in isolation. It places it as the fourth step in a four-poem arc, which is where the stakes of the whole commentary become clearest.
Doka 142 establishes breath as fire and water at the root of Takemusu. Doka 143 declares the way of Aiki to be the divine art of Odo, Misogi itself. Doka 144 diagrams divine design as love key, times the cross, times protection. Then 145 arrives.
And 145 is where the sequence becomes executable. It gives you the actual procedure, the Yorishiro, the ablution, the divine names in order.
The post puts it plainly. Use the Yorishiro and Kori to purify and rectify the constriction. The four poems together describe a cycle. Ride the breath, return to Samuhara's misogi, connect with the divine design, then purify the kori that remains.
The post closes by returning this to the body. Preparing the body as dojo does not mean extinguishing force. The Sakaki marks a boundary while mediating between human and divine, and the body is asked to do the same. Not a hardened shell, but a clarified boundary on which Aiki arises. the thrust becomes an entry into right relation rather than a line that penetrates an opponent, which is, when you think about it, the whole argument of Aikido in one sentence.
What stays with me is the layering. The poem works as sound, as grammar, as speech act, and as a step in a sequence, all simultaneously.
31 syllables doing the work of a liturgy. Next time, more from Shugyokai.